Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We must invest in our children. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, our children, Matt, are our most vulnerable clients, and we have the privilege to be able to protect them, whether it's from abortion or their religious freedom. In this particular instance this year and ongoing in Liberty Counsel's history, we have been defending their right to hear the gospel through Child Evangelism Fellowship and its Good News Clubs. And recently we had a great victory in Hawaii, of all places. They had six school districts that were prohibiting the children from hearing the gospel in these after-school Bible clubs.
Yeah, the greatest investment we can make is in our children, and that's why we actively litigate so that they can hear the gospel. And we've been fortunate and just blessed and privileged to be able to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship for about 25 years. And by God's grace, we have never lost a case involving Child Evangelism Fellowship's Good News
Club. And this is a critical age in children's lives to hear the gospel.
Yeah, because their focus is basically kindergarten through fifth grade.
Like that 4 elementary, to 14, yeah.
4 to 14 window, roughly, is that general age group. And that's the most critical time, the 4 to 14 window. It's critical as it relates to the development of a child, specifically in their relationship and knowledge with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the critical age group. Child Evangelism Fellowship with the Good News Clubs actually has learned this throughout its history. It's the largest Christian ministry in the world, let alone the largest Christian ministry for children in the world, but it's the largest Christian ministry in the world in terms of an active, ongoing presence all around the world. There's nothing else that comes close to it. And its whole focus is taking the gospel to children. So in the United States, a lot of that, although not exclusively, is regarding the Good News Clubs. And we do that through this ministry after school, but we can also do it in different community rooms, homes. There's a lot of other ministries as well. But in the United States, a big focus is getting the Good News Clubs on the elementary school campuses immediately after school, taking the good news to these students, these children, that otherwise would never come to church.
Right, and they do it so appropriate. I mean, they properly vet the volunteers that help them. Parents have to give permission for their child to participate, and they make it very fun for the child to hear the gospel. They play games, and they're seeing a lot of children come to the Lord as a result of this, and they're having, you know, they're seeing a result in the schools as well, their attitudes, their joy that they have because of these clubs.
You know, originally when CEF was founded, Reverend Overholtzer, the founder of CEF, did not believe, because that was a fairly common belief at the time in the 1920s and earlier, that children as young as five could understand the gospel and make a decision to accept Jesus. So he gave the gospel to some children that were five and under, and others he didn't, and he wanted to see if there was a difference in their behavior. He saw that the children who professed faith in Jesus Christ had an observable change in their behavior in a positive way. And that's what launched Child Evangelism Fellowship. So Hawaii allowed CEF Good News Clubs on campus. Then COVID hit. Then they shut down all the clubs. But then they opened the schools for only secular clubs and banned the religious clubs. So Liberty Counsel filed a lawsuit, and we won against the entire state of Hawaii, Department of Education, and six school districts, and now the after-school Bible clubs must be given equal access as other similarly situated clubs on public school campuses throughout the entire state of Hawaii.
And you know, another situation in Montgomery County Public Schools in Virginia, because of our demand letter, they restored a substitute teacher to her position after she was unlawfully removed over her religious and political beliefs she expressed about gender ideology on social media. And I mean, this was a substitute teacher. The children love her. They come around, they hugged her, whatever. They tried to find one excuse to get rid of her, but what they were really didn't like was her own personal views expressed on her own personal social media.
Yeah, and then we also represented Justin Aguilar, a North Carolina high school valedictorian, who was censored for his faith-filled graduation speech. Justin later testified at President Donald Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and his main message was that school districts nationwide do not need to be afraid of religious speech. As a result of Liberty Counsel intervening, sending a demand letter, Justin was able to give his speech uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
We also intervened, Holly, on behalf of Collier County parents, this is in Naples, Florida, to stop the so-called Naples Pride, an LGBTQ advocacy group, from performing a grossly inappropriate and sexually explicit drag show in view of children near a playground.
I mean, this is so demonic. These people want to expose these children, innocent children, to these sexual performances outside near their playground. And sadly, there are some parents that bring them to see that.
Well, a couple of years ago, they did that, and we have video, and it is absolutely grotesque. And so Naples then, for the next 2 years, said that they needed to have it inside, out of the view of children. Well, Naples Pride in 2025 filed suit and said, no, they want it outside in this playground. They really have an agenda to expose these children and shock the community.
Mm.
And fortunately, that did not happen. But the case is still ongoing, so they're coming back. We are intervening in this case to defend the rights of parents. Then we sent a demand letter, and it was an amazing situation, Holly, to the Orange County Public Schools in Florida regarding their high school, West Orange High School, one of many, because West Orange High School actually allowed on a Wednesday what they called Witchy Wednesday video series, and they aired it school-wide.
Yeah, I remember we were in morning prayer, and we got a call from someone, and they said, listen, this is going on, this Witchy Wednesday at this particular school, and we're like, what? So we started investigating it, and sure enough, they had a student on this video that was teaching other students how to perform spells, magic, moon worship, and other witchcraft rituals in the morning announcements at school.
And that was something where it was mandatory to attend because
yes,
you're in your first period or homeroom class, and these general announcements about things relative to the school, the day, different events come up, and then this happens. And it was going to be every Wednesday. Thank God that we got contacted. We sent a demand letter. It hit the media and mm-hmm. the school immediately backed down. By the way, Holly, I just spoke to a parent whose son attends that school as a junior. He is in very active in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes group. And she said hundreds of kids at that school have given their lives to Jesus Christ at some FCA events. And they have 500 kids coming to an FCA event whenever they have the events. They have to do it in two shifts because there's so many high school kids that are wanting to participate and they're hungry to hear and share the gospel.
Yeah, there's really revival going on among our youth. I saw something recently, Liberty University on the athletic teams, you know, they are getting baptized, they are receiving Christ. It's happening. So be encouraged. Our young people are hungry for the Lord.
And in Oakland, California, we got a preliminary injunction on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs for its after-school program, giving them, just like in Hawaii and in Rhode Island that we did just a little while ago, equal access to school facilities in Oakland, California. And they did the same thing that Hawaii did, the same thing that Rhode Island did, that we've seen in other places around the country. They shut down all the clubs during COVID. Then they opened the schools for secular clubs, but they then banned the Good News Clubs. Even though they were previously allowed on campus, they saw that, and some schools are seeing that as an opportunity to reset and not allow the Christian clubs on campus. Bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
We've now filed suits against Rhode Island, Hawaii, Oakland, California. We have others pending as well. And again, we've gotten three preliminary injunctions on that same issue in three different parts of the country. So we're continuing to invest in our children.
They're priceless investments and they're worth it.
And that 4 to 14 window is so critically important, certainly even beyond that as well. But continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and our legal team and our staff as we continue to advance religious freedom, life, and God's design for marriage and family, and especially as we advance investment in our children to make sure the doors of the gospel remain open, whether it's after school Bible clubs or in any other venue as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.